You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show. Well, today's show is all about making sure your evening gown is just as beautiful as you are. We all know that the evening gown competition is the most glamorous portion of the competition and is also the most memorable. It's how you're photographed in your top 10 or top 5 or winning poses, and it's the photos that really last a lifetime. So you want to make sure you get best gown, not only for memory's sake, but for competition's sake. One of the biggest mistakes that contestants make is that they consistently get gowns that really aren't the best for them and the best for their pageant. So I've developed a fabulous 10-point evening gown shopping checklist that you can use to make sure your pageant gown is pageant fab. So get out your paper and pencil, and we're going to walk through it. Now, the good news is that there's only 10 points on the checklist, and if you follow them, this is a fail-safe way to get a great gown. The bad news is the checklist isn't all shopping. Many of the aspects that make you an elite contestant are the fact that you're willing to do your homework before you get started. And just like you want to do your homework on getting a personal trainer or selecting a nutritionist or picking out a pageant coach, you want to do your homework before you leave the house to go shopping. So the first step in the 10-point evening gown shopping checklist is to research your pageant. Find out what the particular style of that pageant is. The best thing to do is to go onto their online website and check out the photos from last year or previous year's competitions. You'll want to notice the difference between the gowns of the girls in the top 5 and the gowns of the girls in the top 10. Was there consistency in style or silhouette or concept? Were they all ball gowns? Were they all straight gowns? Were they A-line? Did they have slits? Were they more conservative? You're going to want to look at what were the style factors that seem to be a fit for that particular pageant. Now, I'm not suggesting, and you should never do this, I'm not suggesting that you wear a gown similar or exactly the same as last year's winner or last year's first runner-up. That's very obvious, and it's obvious to the judges, it'll be obvious to the audience. It's never a good idea because that doesn't express who you really are as a contestant and what you have to offer as a title holder. But research the pageant to find out if they're a conservative pageant, if they're a fashion-forward pageant, or if they're more middle of the road in their fashions. If you don't find pageant pictures online on their website, go ahead and order a DVD or video of the pageant, because then you'll have an opportunity to see all the gowns and see the difference between the gowns that made the top 5 and those that didn't. And that will help you identify the style of that particular pageant. The next thing you want to do, number 2, is to determine your body type. We all have body types, whether we're carrying a little extra weight or we're already at our perfect competition weight. We all have a general body type. You might be a pear shape, carrying a little more weight in the hip and legs. You might be a triangle where you're broad through the shoulders but narrow in the hip and legs. You might be an hourglass, or you could be an apple where you carry a lot of weight in your torso and you have very, very thin legs. You want to determine your body type, and then you want to use that body type to define what kind of style or silhouette you're going to pick out for your gown. Rule of thumb is you want to pick out gowns that emphasize your assets and de-emphasize things that you want to camouflage. It always puzzles me when pageant contestants with curvy hips that they're wanting to camouflage show up at their pageant with a big rhinestone belt across their hips, or rouging or gathering in the hip area, or if the contestant has short legs and tends to carry a little weight in her thigh, in her calf, that she's wearing a gown with a thigh-high slit. What you need to do is focus on the things you want to highlight. If you have a great butt or a great waist, you want to highlight those things by close-fitting garments or style designs in those areas. And you don't want to put extra fabric, extra print, extra stoning on the areas that you don't want to show up. So if you're trying to camouflage a thick waist, please do not wear rhinestones on your waist. If you're trying to camouflage curvy hips, Please do not wear extra beading or gathering or ruching on your hips. If you need help deciding what is the perfect style for your silhouette, I recommend The Pocket Stylist, which is available at any bookstore. Again, the name of that book is The Pocket Stylist, and that can help you determine your personal silhouette as well as what styles will suit you best. The next thing you need to do, number three, is determine your best color. Ladies, not everyone looks great in white. Not everyone looks great in white. Let me say that one more time. Not everyone looks great in white. As a matter of fact, if you look back at many of the winners, the trend is away from white and towards color. So determine your best color. To do that, try to think about the colors that you often get compliments on when you're wearing them. Most girls have two or three colors that when you wear them out to a party or to work or to school or to a social occasion, you're consistently getting compliments from people that are seeing you in that color. So those are the two or three colors that you're going to want to focus on. There are some colors that don't tend to read well on stage. And what that means is that on a dark stage with the lights, you know, the stage lighting is different than the lighting in your house and even different in the lighting at the boutique. Stage lights can sometimes change the color of a gown. An orange gown, instead of looking bright orange, might look a little muddy. A silver gown that might be really sparkly in the pageant boutique or in natural lighting might fade and look a little dull on stage. So try to stick with colors that you know are going to look great on stage and won't have a tendency to look muddy. Colors to be careful of are orange, brown, and silver. Those colors, while they can look great when the lighting is perfect, and I know that we've had girls who've won in those colors, if you're not in a professional television production lighting situation, it might be a risk, so you might want to go with some of your other favorite colors. So we've researched our pageant to find out what the look is for our pageant. We've determined our body type, and we've made a list of areas that we're not going to highlight with extra fabric, extra fashion designer, extra stones. We've determined our best color. We haven't left the house yet, ladies. We're still at home making our list. The fourth thing that you want to do is determine your price range. You need to identify what you feel you want to pay for your gown. You need to know that what that is so that when you go to the pageant shop that you have got a price range in mind that you can tell the sales associate. Any reputable pageant shop is not going to try to push you beyond your price range. Any reputable shop will have a variety of styles and designs that fit within your price range. Every single one of the top-end pageant designers that we've had on the show for the interview, either today or in previous episodes, they all offer options within a variety of price ranges. You don't need to be spending $2,000 or more for a local pageant, and you don't need to be spending $5,000 or more for your state or national pageant. There's lots of price ranges. Go ahead and let people know what your price range are. I've had contestants win in $200 gowns in prestigious America and USA state and local pageants. I know of an example off the top of my head of a Mrs. title holder who won a very prestigious Mrs. title with a $200 gown. So you don't need to spend a lot of money, but you do need to know what your price range is. The biggest mistake that pageant contestants do with their pageant budget is they overspend on their wardrobe and they underspend on coaching and hair and makeup. I'm going to say that again. Most contestants are unable to win because they overspend on their pageant wardrobe and they underspend on coaching and hair and makeup. So know what your price range is before you go leave the house so that you can tell the pageant store exactly what your price range is so they can help you look fabulous within your price range. Number five, write all these things down on your checklist. Write down what your pageant style is so that you can describe that to your pageant shop sales associate, whether it's a conservative, a standard pageant, fashion forward, more traditional pageant. Determine your body type. Determine your best color, what your price range is. Write these things down on a little note card, a little index card, and then go ahead and research the best gown shops in your area. I encourage you to consider looking at at least two, possibly three gown shops. If there isn't a gown shop, you can probably go to a prom shop. If they don't carry the specific pageant design line from a particular designer, they probably carry the prom line of that designer, and so they have access to special order or to order off-the-rack gowns from the pageant line. So research the best gown shops in your area. You know, just type in, you know, pageant boutique or prom shop and find stores in your area and then go and start shopping the lines. You can also shop your favorite designers online. Every single one of our designers that we featured on the show today have a feature on their website where you can click and find stores in your area if you're interested in seeing their lines. So make sure you research the best gown shops. Then, number seven, this is going to sound a little strange, but I promise you this works. Take someone with you whose sole job is to say no. So they're going to say no if it doesn't fit the style of your pageant. They're going to say no if it doesn't fit your body type. They're going to say no if it's not one of your best colors. And they're going to say no if it's not your price range. When we go gown shopping, we tend to get emotional instead of analytical. And you need to remain a certain level of analysis about whether or not the gown is for you. And so having someone with you who understands what your criteria is and what you're trying to adhere to and is able to say, no, that's really not the not highlighting your body style, that's too much fabric on your hips, there's stoning over the waist, it's really not highlighting your bust, or that color isn't really flattering for you, that's going to help you when the sales associate is really encouraging you to get a gown that isn't exactly right for you. So number seven really is take someone with you whose job is to say no. Then number eight, try on everything. Try on everything. Don't fall in love with it until it's on your body. What we tend to do is see a style that we really like on the hanger or on the mannequin, or it's a style that we've seen a previous title holder or winner wearing that we absolutely loved, and we fall in love with it before we even try it on. You need to try it on and see if it fits your personal coloring and style. So don't fall in love with the gown when it's on the hanger or the mannequin. Number nine, think about how it's going to look from the judge's perspective. Remember, the judges are sitting a little bit farther away from you. They might be on the same level of you are. They might be looking up. If they're looking up and you have a really, really high slit that's way up on the thigh, they might be seeing a little too much. So remember to think about how it's going to look from the judge's perspective. Your pageant shop may even allow you to take a photograph on either their camera or on your cell phone or digital camera to get a more analytical look at how it looks. Oftentimes when we're looking in the mirror, we're just thinking about how beautiful the gown is and we're not thinking about how it looks on us. I've oftentimes had contestants who bought a gown because they loved it when they were looking in the mirror, and then when they saw the pictures of how it photographed on stage, they were disappointed and realized it wasn't the gown for them. So think about how it's going to look from the judge's perspective. And take a picture if you can, because that will give you both a front, a back, a side view that you can really analyze and say, you know, no, I see that the proportions are off here and it's not highlighting my figure. Or yes, this is absolutely highlighting my figure and making me look absolutely pageant fab. And number 10, make sure you love it and it makes you feel like a winner. You know, if you're in a gown, no matter how expensive it is, if you're in a gown that you don't feel beautiful in and that you just don't have a special relationship within, you're not going to have that beauty that's glowing from within. You've seen this on stage. The girl is really feeling lovely. She's really excited about what she's wearing. She's feeling relaxed and comfortable, and she just looks thrilled to be there on stage. Make sure you love it and that it makes you feel like a winner. So that's my 10-point evening gown shopping checklist. I hope you wrote it all down. Make sure that you do your research before you leave the house and go pageant shopping, and make sure you take someone with you whose job it is to say no. I guarantee you these hints are absolutely going to help you get the best possible gown. Well, that's it for this week's show. Remember to keep your emails coming about the shows you love and the shows you'd like us to do. We love to hear from listeners just like you. Next week, we'll be featuring everything that's green in pageantry. I'll be talking with Rochelle Carson-Begley, star of Planet Green's Living with Ed. Plus, I'll be talking with Miss Teen United States Earth and Miss Cuba Earth about why green is the new pageant black. Remember to get advance notice of all my guests so you don't miss an episode. Just sign up for my free newsletter at www.valeriehayes.com. And I want to remind you to follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Just search on my name, Valerie Hayes. Thanks so much for listening, and make this week a pageant fab week.
Tired of wearing shoes that look great but hurt your feet? Are you spending hours and hours shopping around for comfort, style, and stability in a pageant shoe? Former Miss America Cheryl Pruitt Salem has a line of pageant footwear that you have to wear to believe. Whether you're looking for something special for prom or a fantastic shoe to compete in, Cheryl's winning shoe collection stands out from the rest. You can wear them all day and you'll look great too. Visit www.cpannie.com today to check out this amazing selection of high quality, handmade competition footwear. That's cpannie.com.
Do you have a headshot that isn't quite pageant perfect? Are you dissatisfied with the touch-up job done by your photographer? At pageantretouching.com, they take the time to make your photo as beautiful as you are. Attention to detail, quality results, and customer service are the most important factors of their business. Get the polished look you're looking for without losing that natural, realistic quality. Just visit their website at pageantretouching.com and check out their before and after photos. That's pageantretouching.com.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, 2 secrets for winning the onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.
He usually goes about 20.
You're listening to Valerie Hayes and Pageant Talk Radio, the Internet's tip-top live pageant program. I'm Tim Crenchman, the host of the Pageant Cast. I invite all of you to try out our show, too, with quick, fun, and sometimes sassy interviews with today's top pageant personalities, along with every online news article I can get my little fingers on. Try us out at www.pageantcast.com.
Do you love pageants but feel like there just isn't a positive place on the Internet to connect with others? MyPageantPlace.com is the place to visit on the web for all things related to pageant competition. We welcome anyone with an interest in pageantry, whether you're a contestant, family member, director, vendor, or pageant fan. Your free membership allows you to connect with state, national, and international directors, as well as coaches, makeup artists, and more. Plus, you'll enjoy special discounts available only to our members. Visit mypageantplace.com today and enjoy the positive side of pageantry.